Today, I want to talk about pricing because I got a lot of feedback on my episode about getting paid to learn. It was mostly all positive, but there was some concern about the idea of working for free, how you're going to undervalue yourself. I hope I was clear when I was saying this is what you do often in the beginning. It's not sustainable. It's not helpful to keep doing that for yourself or your clients. I don't enjoy paying people that undercut their prices because generally the people that do that are trying to be helpful, but they become overworked because they do it for too many people. And then the quality's not good. And then you wind up wishing that you just paid more and got the results that you wanted. So yeah, occasionally we can get fortunate because you can get a diamond in the rough with somebody starting out that has vision and drive, but they just need to get their wheels underneath them. And we've done it in our business, almost every single one that way, whether it's coaching or photography or masterminds, even giving books away because people need to read it to like it, but that leads to the sales down the line. But if you're going to do it that way, you do it for the short term as priming the pump, because if you're good, people will talk about it. You will get more experience. You will get better. And there's an old saying that if you think hiring a professional is expensive, wait until you hire an amateur. And if you do it for too long, not only will you run yourself ragged, you will burn yourself out. You won't do the quality of work that you need to do to sustain, to grow, and to really advance and expand. But also realize that there will always be somebody cheaper. And if you compete on a cheap price, as Seth Godin says, it's a race to the bottom, and it's a race that you don't want to win. So there's a fine line with starting out that way and staying that way. And I would never recommend staying that way, but it's a really wise way to start. But let's go to the other end of the spectrum of pricing. So many people are afraid to raise their prices. They're afraid to charge more. And what I've noticed in studying this and experience in business, both as a business owner for all these years and as a consumer, is that there's a weird dichotomy that goes with higher prices. Nobody ever really brags about spending too little in terms of the quality that they get, but expensive purchases, for some reason, psychologically within us, we justify way more than we do with lower prices. When I spent a couple $1,000s on a Super Bowl ticket, I justified that thing like crazy. And internally, as I think about it, I didn't want to be seen as making a dumb decision because some people thought it was a really dumb decision to spend that much money on one football ticket. But I justified it within. I said, this is an experience I'm probably never going to get again. And I was happy to spend that money. I never think like that with a $20 ticket. I don't have to justify it. But anytime I bought a higher price ticket, internally, after I bought it, I convinced myself it was the right idea. So as we're worrying about our lower prices or our higher prices, and if it's too much, if people will think it's too much and they're not going to hire us, the psychology of it is people justify themselves when they pay more. And we had a discussion about this in our mastermind, that it's harder to sell a lower priced item than it is a higher priced item. And we're case in point. We have probably 8 income streams that come from TLF, but 3 of the more consistent recurring revenue models are the 3 that go within our mastermind community. Now, this is going to be changing very soon, but at the moment, we have the higher priced item, which is the Elite Mastermind, which is $500. We have the Mastermind Community, which is the community of 100 people with niche calls and a community and everything that goes involved with that. And that's $150 a month currently. And then we have the Foundation, which we figured we're going to offer a cheaper, more attainable option for the people that can't pay for the other two. And here's what we've learned in this. I don't advertise the Mastermind or the Elite Mastermind. I don't ever sell it. I don't ever promote it. And yet the 2 Elite ones are sold out with the waiting list. And the community's price keeps going higher. And the people that generally leave are the ones that are paying less. And the people that come in that fill their spot are paying more. And that entire ecosystem is working amazing. Because when you pay attention. And they're more engaged, they're more involved, they're more committed. And I barely have to sell either of those things. The Foundation is interesting because we thought that would be the thing that way more people would sign up for, but that's been the hardest of all of them. It's the only thing I've mentioned on the podcast that we offer that people can just join. We've mentioned it in the email newsletter. A couple other things we do to let people know that we have this. And yet we barely let anybody know about the community or the Elite Mastermind, and they're thriving. When we did live events, we would do them for free at first, then they'd be cheap. And we get, okay, I'll think I'll go, or maybe I'm going to buy a ticket, to raising the price, and it's selling out quickly. And it surprises me, because I thought it would be the other way around. I thought I'd have to really hard sell a higher priced item, and what most people would want would be the lower priced item. But it's the exact opposite. But I shouldn't be surprised, because it's that way in my life too. And I see it out in the world, that maybe it's because of perception, or perceived quality, or maybe lack of feeling special, or access to something that make people not value the lower priced offer, even though we think that's what they want. And what a lot of people don't realize is that when you sell something cheap, customers are often going to doubt that it's a quality product. Yet if you see something that is what you consider a higher value, even if it's more money, you're gonna spend the money quicker on it. Because why waste my money and my time, even if it's a small amount of money, on something that's not gonna be good quality? And think about this, if you have one time to buy one thing and you spend that money, even though it's less, on something that's not good and it takes up your time and energy, that's a big loss. Because now you can't get that time back and you already spent some money, as opposed to knowing if I spend more and it is a quality product that's been verified, that's been reviewed, that I've got referrals from. It's such a more comforting situation because it's what they really want, which is a solution to their problem. So when you're thinking about, oh, let me go cheapest with my price, realize just because it's cheap doesn't mean that's what people want. They might actually be scared off by it and, to your dismay, will not only not buy your cheap product, but will buy a more expensive one from somebody else if they know the quality is there. Just something to think about with your pricing, and I will be back with you tomorrow.